with all the European names, some are going to be tough to pronounce for some people. So great to get her to actually pronounce her name so we can all hear it. And then a conversation with Brabi, who has a maybe up-and-coming famous brother as well. Enjoy this.
Brabencová.
So, Brabi, how are you looking? How are you feeling these days? Are you looking forward to the basketball season? I'm guessing yes.
Yeah, of course. It's coming soon, so it's really excited. And, you know, we're competing every day on practices. We're pushing hard every day. So, yeah, it's exciting. We can't wait.
Let's give people an idea of how hard you guys practice, because sometimes I look at the schedule and I'll see maybe it'll say, whatever, 1:30 to 4:30. I'm like, it'll probably still be going at 5 o'clock. I mean, you guys work hard. Give people an idea of what a typical, normal, quote-unquote, normal practice is
normal.
Like.
So it really depends, like, what day it is in a week. Because, like, now, because we have, like, school most online, we don't usually do a lot of things because we have to be careful with the whole COVID situation, and we don't want to put anyone in the risk. Yeah. So we are most of the time in our rooms or in the gym. And usually you wake up, you eat breakfast or something. And because Bia has a really busy schedule with her classes, we usually have practices 3:45.
Okay.
Which is kind of late for us. But yeah, we are trying to like work it out. And yeah, like it's usually like at least 3 hours per day.
When you get towards that third hour, I mean, I know they break you out into free throws. Yeah. They break you out into free throws. Yeah, like, yeah. Really? Now free throws? What makes it hard?
I would say that sometimes you just get tired, you know. It's like the first 2 days you're, like, doing good and everything. We have really good conditioning and all of that.
Right.
But sometimes you get so tired. You don't want to, but we still like, keep pushing and everything. But sometimes it's just harder.
So for the first year, you got to go through that for the first time, and then you had your first, obviously, season. Did you feel it help you when you got actually into the season? Like, okay, I know why we did conditioning.
Yeah, it shows up, like, why we do things the way we are doing it here. It really, like, it has reason. And
sure.
That's why we are, like, now we understand it, too. So that's why we're pushing freshmen again, too, so they understand, too, you know what I mean?
Is it fun for you to be able to push the freshmen now
it's
that you're
not? It is. But sometimes it's, they're younger than I was when I was freshman, so it's they're kids, but it's okay.
I'm telling you, a couple of things that I remember from you last year. I can't say the Czech Republic. It's just Czech, right? That's how it is in Czech, right? That's the way to say it. And don't you have a new player? Teresa is from Czech originally, right?
Yeah.
What's it been like talking to her?
It's amazing because we know each other for almost 11 years now. So
I didn't know that.
We're actually best friends. And
what?
Uh-huh.
Well, continue. I didn't know this.
Yeah, like she's like a sister to me because I don't have a sister. I have two brothers. She's really like a sister, and I was so happy when she said that she'll commit here, and she loves it. Like, she was kind of scared because all of the conditioning stuff, you know,
right,
and all
right,
that.
Right.
But yeah, like, I never saw her. I didn't see her happy like that in a while. So that's really makes me happy too and proud of her.
Well, I'm starting to figure out how she ended up here. You might have had something to do with it.
I don't think so.
No, okay.
No, I mean, we talked. She was here for Christmas last year.
Okay.
And she loved it. And she was in Wyoming before. And, you know, like, it's cold. It's really cold. So, and she was like, I want to go. And she wanted to transfer. And she said, I want to go somewhere where it's, like, hot weather and, you know, things like that. Because she experienced it here.
Sure.
Yeah. And then she was, like, deciding between a really good schools, too. But she wanted to go somewhere where she knew, like, she could play. And where it's possible to win our conference. So,
there you go.
Like, go to NCAA tournament too.
Well, we hope to see her on the court pretty soon on the actual competition. You mentioned having two brothers. Let people know. Come on. Let people know. One of them is pretty good at sport.
Yeah.
Explain. What's his name? What does he play?
So they're both really good. But the other one is still young. So he's not that known yet. But one is Jan and the other one is Jakub, which is like John and Jacob in English. The middle one, he's 17 years old. And his name showed up that he would, like, is expecting to be next year in the NHL draft.
Yeah.
which is pretty exciting for us. But honestly, my family didn't expect anything less, so.
That's something else. And I guess you probably started watching hockey before the Lightning made the Stanley Cup. But did you enjoy that this year?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was really nice.
And we enjoyed watching you play. Just got to ask you about your game, because it seemed to me last year you were very comfortable right away. How long into the season did you really start to feel truly comfortable and not thinking so much, that kind of thing?
I actually felt really comfortable because I talk a lot with Coach Jose, and he always explained what he needs from me and what he wants from me, which really makes me comfortable. And I just wanted to do everything what was in my power to help the team and all of that, and then it comes to me.
And then the last thing that he wants you to do this year, anything different, or basically just keep on going?
Just keep on going.
Yeah,
because that's what we do. That's what he needs from me too. Be a good teammate, good leader.
I think you're all of that, and I agree. Keep it going, what you did last year. I'm very excited about year number two. Thank you, Robbie.
Thank you so much.